This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, May the 4th be with you, 2016, from HiRISE, on board NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. The two linear depressions in this image form part of the Elysium Fossae Complex, a group of troughs located in the Elysium Quadrangle of Mars. These troughs are tectonic features, likely formed by the stretching, tearing, and subsequent collapse of the crust, resulting from the rise of the nearby Elysium volcanic province. The north and south troughs in this image are roughly 4.8 and 3.7 kilometers across, respectively, and around 800 meters deep. Strata, or layering from successive deposition of material, likely ash and lava, are exposed in the upper wall of the trough. Upon closer inspection, another interesting phenomenon becomes visible: slope streaks. Observable on the slopes of both troughs, these dark features, also known as dust avalanches, are the result of a mass movement of loose, fine-grained material exposing darker material. Over time, these features superpose and cross-cut one another, manifesting as light-toned, angular features on either side of the slope streak. Slope streaks have also been known to form as the result of an impact on or near the slope, which shakes loose dust, triggering an avalanche. Mellis Chasma is the widest segment of Valles Marineris, the largest canyon in the solar system. In this region, hydrated sulfate salts have been detected and are found extensively throughout the canyon. These salt-bearing deposits likely indicate that water was present in the past. This image shows many interesting features that are common to Mellis Chasma. At the north end, we can see typical spur and gully features that also mark the rim of the Valles Marineris throughout the canyon system. Emanating from the troughs, we see debris flowing towards the bottom of the slope. The floor of the valley shows sparse exposures of bedrock, which is otherwise covered in dark, rippled dunes. Slopes in the north and south reveal layered sulfates that were deposited into the canyon system and subsequently eroded to reveal the layered sulfate-bearing rock. Distinguishing the various layers within the deposit would be rather difficult without high-resolution color. This enhanced color high-rise image shows several craters somewhere in the southern mid-latitudes of Mars. It is currently mid-winter in the southern hemisphere, so we can observe accumulating frost on pole-facing slopes and in shadowed areas. However, the bluish deposits and ejecta deposits associated with the smaller crater we see are not consistent with frost deposits. These materials are most likely iron-bearing minerals that have not been previously oxidized and have only recently been exposed to the surface when this small, well-preserved crater was formed. This high-rise image shows several smaller craters that formed on the floor of Saheki Crater, an 85-kilometer diameter impact crater north of Hellas Basin. The western portion of this crater is covered by alluvial fan-like deposits that emanate from channels that cut into the crater rim. This high-rise image was taken just east of the central uplift, where vividly colored materials now lie exposed in a kilometer-sized crater. An enhanced color infrared image shows a close-up of the 1 kilometer crater and its contents. The wall of the crater shows a rainbow-like array of bedrock and deposits. Much of this material has been eroded over time and has slumped downwards towards the crater floor, leaving behind chalk-like streaks of color. We can also see reddish and dark-toned layered deposits to the south, now covered by the crater's green-toned ejecta. You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.